Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the very first Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show of 2018. Woohoo! I am very excited that we are here with the new program we have ran. There may be some of you who have done some listening to a few of the older shows, a couple of the older shows that we did in 2017. We were kind of in our beta trial there, but this year we are on and focused for really, really taking this show and this program to a new level with sharing the benefits of the program, sharing the benefits of everything that we can do to help us grow in our businesses. I am Julie Anderson, also known as the Brain Lady. I am the owner of Your Best Mind and Brain Lady Speaks. I am also the host of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show that comes on every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the EWN Podcast Network that is hosted, one of the networks that is hosted here on the Blog Talk Radio show, or the blogtalkradio.com. And we are here with our new program, like I said, that we have done it, kind of did a few shows last year, but this year we have a whole plan. I actually, for a little bit about the program and what you're going to be hearing on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show is going to be anything and everything that is going to help you as a female entrepreneur to excel and grow in your business. Okay, that is the focus. I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. When I started, I have been a female entrepreneur, really, honestly, a serial entrepreneur. That is the way my brain personality connection works. And that is what I do. You will hear me talk about that a lot on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. But one of my entrepreneurial endeavors was several years ago. I kind of started a local in the greater Sacramento area of California, a local networking group. It started out on Meetup as just a networking group. We'd meet once a month for what we call our Connections Over Coffee, the first Tuesday of every month, and we get together and we network. And at each one of those meetings, there's also 30 minutes that's devoted to business tips for growth of your business as a whole. And that is what we've been doing for the last 6 or 8 years. Well, that group, that network of women entrepreneurs on that Meetup site, for those of you who don't know what meetup.com is, it is a place where you can, it's a very good resource for entrepreneurs. And I will do a show in the future on how to maximize that tool. I'm not an affiliate or anything, so it's not like I'm doing it for promotional purposes. I'll just show you how I managed to take a group from 100 people to over 1,700 people now that are part of that group. And in an effort to facilitate helping them grow their business, we have our regular monthly meetings, but we also have developed the WomenEntrepreneursExtraordinaire.com website and web resource center. So you can go to that. It is all plurals, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, the same as the name of this particular program. And it is all about, it is have experts on there that can provide you answers to all of your questions regarding your business, whether you are new in business, new as a female entrepreneur, and looking to network or looking to build a really good foundation so that you achieve your goals with your business. If that's your position, there's lots of great resources on there. If you are a woman in business who has been in business for several years and you just want to, you're hitting roadblocks and you're not sure why, and you want resources to help you through those roadblocks, that's what we're all about. If you are a woman who has been in business for a long time, you're seasoned, you're very, very successful, and you want to do more networking, you want to get your message out on a higher platform, that is what we are about. So we have lots of things that we want to do. It's all in support of women entrepreneurs. So you can check out that site, WomenEntrepreneursExtraordinaire.com. You can also look for that link on the show page here on Blog Talk Radio. The idea of this external website that we have built is going to really facilitate support as well as the show here for all female entrepreneurs. We also have a monthly membership program, and that monthly membership program is if you are in a situation in your business where you want to grow it, you want to develop more wisdom for your business, you want to develop more policies and procedures or techniques or learn how to do Facebook Live better. These are all things that are in that membership that you will be receiving, which is a daily, I mean, you can access at any time, but it is a privatized access portal where you can access all kinds of wisdom from all kinds of amazing experts. And if you are one of those experts and you want to be able to provide to a larger reach of people, then jump on board with us. Shoot me an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire, and we'll interview you to get you on as one of our experts. The program, the layout of the program, what we're going to be doing is we are going to have pretty much an every other week format. So every other week, I'll be sharing tips and tricks and the wisdom that I have come across in entrepreneur, what works, what doesn't work. We're going to talk a lot about marketing. The first show of every month, we're going to highlight a lot about marketing. And then we will be, every other week, we're going to be bringing in interviews, and we're going to be talking to other amazing women entrepreneurs, other people who have great stories, and they're people I want you to know. I want to introduce you to these individuals. I want you to get to know them, because I think they are dynamic people, and maybe you are one of those people that needs to get your message out to the world, and you want to be a guest on the Women Entrepreneurs radio show. The only real requirement is that you are a woman entrepreneur, or you have material or information that will benefit a woman entrepreneur. So if you want to be a guest, put in the subject line of the email guest and shoot me an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire. All right. So that is this program, and that is what we are going to be doing in this upcoming year of 2018. Our goal is to help you reach your goals. Our goal is, or our desire is to help to let your desires become to fruition. Our vision is to help you achieve your business vision. That is what we are about with Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. All right. So let's get to the topic for the month. First off, the first thing I want to do is I want to talk to you a little bit about marketing. So the bulk of the show, and this is what I shared with our group when we actually met for our Connections Over Coffee yesterday morning, is some real hardcore brain tips, because I'm the brain lady. I'm going to share brain lady. You're going to hear me talking a lot about how the brain, get your brain involved in your business. And this particular, yesterday when I spoke to the group, I talked about different things that they could do to help them achieve the visions on their vision board, right? And actually do so in a way, get your brain kind of behind your business. So I'm going to share some of those tips with you today. But before I get to that, I want to talk about marketing. And I want to do this the first Wednesday of every month when we have the program. I will be doing this because one of the biggest business tips that you can get, and if you talk to any marketer, you talk to any publicity agent, any person that is going to coach you or counsel you on great ways to take advantage of the things that are going on around you. Pardon me, had to take a quick sip there. I get so excited, you know, my throat gets dry. They're going to tell you to look at what's happening in the world around you, and that is on people's minds, because these are the things people are searching for. These are the ads that are popping up on Facebook. These are the tweets that they're listening for, is whatever is happening right now or happening in the current month. So I will be presenting to you each month what are some of the things within that month that you can blog about, that you can tweet about, that you can put posts about, that you can schedule out information for that wraps it into your business, right? So let me illustrate. Let me go through January and we'll talk about it and you'll see what I mean. So there's certain things that January is known for, right? We all know that January is the month where everybody's making all these New Year's resolutions, all these New Year's goals. And that is what's on people's mind. Which is one of the reasons why it is considered Weight Loss Awareness Month. It is also considered National Blood Donor Month, National Thank You Month. I think that's very interesting, National Thank You Month. National Tea Month, kind of something sweet, cute there, and Girl Scout cookie season begins in January, right? So these are things that, depending on what your demographic is, depending on what your target market is, who they are, they may have these things on mind, in their mind. If you have weight loss products, there are a lot, I know a lot of female entrepreneurs that are working with network marketing companies, and somewhere within their list of products, they have something connected to weight loss. So let's say you're with a company, let's say Melaleuca. I don't know if you've heard of Melaleuca. I like Melaleuca. I'm not necessarily a distributor for them or anything. They have a pretty neat concept behind their business, but I like a lot of their products. But they have, I don't know, they have a couple hundred products. Like they have everything from, their big push is clean cleaning. So, you know, green cleaning. They're, all of their products are environmentally friendly. You know, it's all based with the Melaleuca oil, which is tea tree oil, which is an oil that's good for the not toxic to the environment. You know, so a lot of their products are, you know, your soaps and your dishwashing fluid and your laundry detergent, right? Well, they also have, in this plethora of products that they have weight loss products and products for getting healthier. So you may be a Melaleuca representative. You may be a representative that is for a company that has all of these products. Well, during the month of January, since it is National Weight Loss Awareness Month, and that is something, that is one of the major goals that a lot of people make for the month of January, hey, why not just focus on promoting that end of your product line? Get the people hooked, but talk about something that's on, actively on their mind. Because weekly observances, the first week of January, is called Diet Resolution Week, right? So why not, if your company has something about that? If you're a coach or a consultant and you deal with mindsets, why not talk about mindset during the first, you know, getting a mindset behind your business, which is what I'm going to share on the program today. There's then the second week of January is Hunt for Happiness Week. Third week is Sugar Awareness Week. Fourth week is Clean Out Your Inbox Week. You know, did you know all of these things? We're in the month. Well, you can use these titles to guide you with all of your social media and all of your marketing. And if anything, it'll start a conversation. You know, January 22nd through the 26th. Did you know that that's your Clean Out Your Inbox Week? I had no idea, but it is, right? And this, you can use this in marketing. You can be stealthy. Specific days throughout the month of January. Did you know that January 2nd, which is in the past, it was yesterday, obviously, is Personal Trainer Awareness Day. Did you know that? January 4th, which is tomorrow, is Trivia Day. January 5th, National Bird Day. January 6th, this is a cute one, Cuddle Up Day. Did you know that's Cuddle Up? Do you realize you could say, you could have a blog that you put out every single day of the month, most likely, that's going to be connected to one of these days, and then you just creatively wrap it into whatever the message is that you're sending out to, you know, to the world and to attract new clients. I love January 8th, Clean Off Your Desk Day. I gotta write a blog about that, because I explain, when I talk about the brain personality connection, why some people have stacks of stuff all over their desk. Let's see, January 10th, Bittersweet Chocolate Day. Here's a good one. Very good one. National Human Traffic Awareness Day is January 11th. What can you do with that? I'm not saying take advantage of situations like this in terms of, you know, monopolizing on them. But is this something you're passionate about? How often are we told that we need to get in heart connection with our clients, our potential clients, with our fan base? We need to get in a heart connection with them and help them to see who you are. Is this something you're passionate about? Great, great way to let people know, you know, spread the awareness, do something good, do some payback. And that's going to draw people to you today. Here's a fun one. January 13th. It's the first Friday 13th of 2018. What can you do with that, right? You've got Martin Luther King Jr. Day on January 15th. I just read this one. This one's cute. Did you know that January 17th is Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day? Lots of you can do some cool cool blogs on that one, right? You know, did you know this was a day? National Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day. Why is this, you know, why did they even have a day like this? Well, they have a day like this because lots of people ditch them. What can you do to not ditch them? And then move from there. January 18th, Get to Know Your Customers Day. I'm really going to use that one. I want to get to know my customers more. I want to know more about who's watching me, who's listening to the program. What can I do to put that in there? Let's see, you've got the SAG Awards. You've got National Peanut Butter Day on January 24th. You fan of peanut butter? Let your client base know who you are, right? Lots of things. I love this one. January 28th, Fun at Work Day. January 31st, Backward Day. How can you use these days? And if you want a list, if you want this list, send me an email and say list, right? Send me an email that says list, and I will get you that list, or my assistant will get you that list. Info@Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. Okay, so those are the things I want you to really stop and take a little bit of time right now today. It won't take you more than 30 minutes. Either in your day timer, in your calendar that you may have up on your wall, wherever you put things, or just simply print a plain January calendar and make it a marketing calendar. Have a calendar that's dedicated specifically to marketing. What are you going to blog about? What are you going to send newsletters about? What are you going to post about? And when are you going to do that? And if you have it laid out on, and this is one of the, this leads right into the topic of getting your head in your business. Getting your brain to support you in your business. When you do this, you are going to have a lot higher success in achieving, you know, of actually doing it when you have it out of your brain and on your paper. So do a marketing calendar. Have a calendar that is specifically for marketing. I have several calendars, okay? I have a personal calendar that is just a month calendar. It doesn't have any day slots in it, right? It's just the 12 months of the year. And it's my bill paying calendar. And in that calendar, I have written in green every bill that I have to pay throughout the month. And as I pay them, I will put their little red paid over the top of it. And I'm able to, at a glance, look at where I'm at every week, how much I have going out every week, and how I need to budget for that. That's my bill paying calendar. I have a radio show calendar because I have the two radio show programs, right? I have my Brain Lady Speaks radio show, and I have my Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire radio show. I have a calendar, a spiral calendar, that is all specifically for my radio programs. And I line out in those what is my topic for every week? How am I using these days that I just talked about? These specific, you know, markers of things happening throughout the month to incorporate those into the show titles. Who's my guests going to be? Where do I need to fill in guests? Am I taking the show over myself? I've got a calendar that's specifically for that. I've got my wall calendar that's always 6 months in advance. And that's a great calendar. I love that calendar because everything is written on that calendar in terms, but no details. So every Wednesday, I have podcast 9 and 11 written on every Wednesday. I have, you know, when I'm going out of town for a conference, when I'm holding a conference, when I'm doing something, and everything's color-coded because I'm all about the brain and color codes, and I can do that on a future show. But it's all color-coded, so I can look at it. And if I'm trying to see, you know, when's my vacation time with my family, well, that's kind of a hot pink color. So I know when I look at my calendar, my 6 month calendar at a glance, everything that's in hot pink is my time with my family. And I can literally look at that and go, well, wait a minute, there's not nearly enough hot pink on that calendar. I'm not having nearly as much time with my family as I need to in the next few months. So I need to make adjustments there. I can look at business, everything in business that that has to do with my Your Best Mind or my Brain Lady Speaks is written in purple. It's written in purple primarily because purple is my brand color, right? So my brand color is purple. So everything that's purple on the map is connected to, or on this 6 month at a glance calendar that's on my wall. That's fairly big. I mean, each month is, it's like 18 inches by 12 inches. You know, they're good month size calendars, so I can look at them from far away. Everything in purple is, I know, okay, that is business. That's when I'm working. That's, you know, on Monday, I'm doing newsletters. On Wednesday, I'm doing the shows. I've got a mind-blowing event on this weekend. anything that's income generating, that's directly income generating. So, you know, I may have my podcast shows, my radio shows, they're not necessarily immediate income generating. In other words, nobody's handing me a check for sitting here and doing this program for the next, you know, 45 minutes or whatever it may be. So that's in purple because it's a business thing, but it's not an immediate income generating thing. It's more of an advertisement. Whereas my mind-blowing life transforming events or my certification trainings or my Change Your Mind programs, where we're having an event, those are all income generating. Those are things that are going to put dollars right in my pocket. So they're written in purple, but they have little green dollar signs next to them. And I love using stickers. The brain loves colors. The brain loves things that are going to creatively get it engaged. If it just looks at a plain black and white sheet of paper, it's not going to be as engaged. So I buy a lot of stickers and I will put the little dollars as opposed to writing at the little green dollar sticker next to it, you know, to help my brain realize, okay, boy, I've got a lot of purple this month, but I don't have any green dollar stickers next to those purple. What do I need to change about this particular month so that I have more of those dollar signs on there that are going to be some income generating? See where I'm going with this? So I've just kind of rolled right into getting your head in business by using the calendars and really putting things out in sight. One of the biggest reasons why, did you know that approximately 80% of New Year's resolutions are never achieved? And I read another statistic that said that 92% of people who of New Year's resolutions are not met. So somewhere in there, I mean, that's a 12% variance, but still 80% is a whole lot that's not getting done. And that is not a good thing. That's a very bad thing, right? So how do we change that? How do we flip it so it's just the opposite? So 80% are being achieved. How would you like to be able to say, I achieved 80% of my goals? Well, one of the best things to do is to get your head in your business to do it. And one of the best things to do that is what I've just talked about with your calendaring system. You've got to get it out of your head. One of the big mistakes that a lot of individuals make is they think to themselves, okay, this is what I want to do. And I am going to... Let's use weight loss. Let's just use weight loss for sake of a good topic, because that might not be a good topic, but you know, that's something that a lot of people make a New Year's resolution on, right? Is weight loss. So a lot of people say, okay, this is going to be the year that I am going to lose that extra weight. I'm going to do it, right? But they never really get it out of their brain and onto a sheet of paper or onto a vision board or onto a goal list or into a journal and actively engage their brain in reminding themselves every single morning, this is what I'm going to do this year. Does that make sense? So it becomes out of sight, out of mind. When you're scanning the brain or when the brain is being scanned, it is very different between when you're reading something to yourself versus when you are saying something out loud or hearing something read. It reacts very differently. Larger portions of your brain are activated and light up on a PET scan, a SPECT scan, a scan of the brain, when you are actively listening to words being said out loud. So don't just write it down on your piece of paper. Don't just put it on your vision board or write it in your journal. Actually read it to yourself and read it to yourself every single day and do so with intent and attention. Does that make sense? So in other words, I can walk into my room or my office and I can look at my wall because I have this one wall that has, let me see how many does it have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It has 8. Oh, there's more on the other wall. I love positive things, right? And so it has all these positive things on the wall. You know, like dance as though no one is watching you. Imperfection is beauty, madness is genius, and it's better to be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring, right? So I could look at these things every single day and never really pay attention to what they're saying. Right? I have these beautiful words on the wall. Incredible, elegant, beautiful, inspiring, amazing. They're on the wall and they're in these very pretty aesthetically appealing forms, but I walk into this office every single day. And unless I, with intent, look at that wall and say out loud one of those plaques or one of those sayings, my brain's not even going to notice it. That's not going to notice it. How many times, I like using the illustration, how many times have you gone driven from a path that you do all the time? So, you know, maybe you still have a secular job, or maybe it's taking the kids to school, whatever that looks like. And you get in your car and you drive from point A to point B. How many times have you have come home from dropping the kids off from school, or have come home from work, come home from the grocery store, whatever it is, and you're kind of thinking about a lot of things on your drive home, and all of a sudden you drive up your driveway and you're like, wow, I'm home already. I don't even remember. Oh, that's weird. That's kind of scary. I don't even remember the drive home. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me dozens of times, right? I drive 45 minutes down to the city all the time, several times, you know, a few times a week. And I can't tell you how many times I'm on and off of the freeway and never realized even doing it, right? Because it's so automatic, and that pattern is so set solid in my brain that I don't even notice the landmarks along the way. Your brain is the exact same way with your vision board, with your positive, you know, let's say I have an amazing Change Your Mind program, and it's practical habits that you can create for a healthier, happier mindset in life. And one of those things that I say is just surround yourself with positive things, put them on sticky notes, put them all over your house, put them in places where you're going to see them readily every single day. But I emphasize in there that you've got to move them around, because once your brain has seen it for a week, it's not going to pay attention to it anymore. Just like I'm not going to pay attention to those plaques on my wall if I don't really, you know, take with intention to look at them. So this is the same way with your vision board. This is the same way with the, you know, your journal or your goal sheet of how you're, you know, losing that weight or making more money in your business or whatever that looks like. You've got to constantly move it around. You've got to constantly say it out loud with intention for your brain to fully get engaged and for your brain to constantly be reminded. Because if it's something you're saying on a regular basis, if it's something you're surrounding yourself with reminders all the time, your brain's going to stop and go, this must be important to this person. If they're thinking about it all the time, and I'm not saying be obsessed with it, but if you're thinking about it all the time and you're actively reading, you know, sayings to support whatever it is your goal is, your brain's going to go, oh, this is really important to them. This is something that matters to them. So it's going to be top of your mind, right? It is something that you need to constantly remind your brain of. You can't just make that New Year's resolution or that New Year's goal the first week of January and say, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to be positive about it and think positive thinking is going to get me there. No, it's not. It's not going to get you there on your own. You need it, right? You totally need it. I'm not going to tell you you don't need it. I'm going to tell you it's not going to work on its own. Got it? So say it out loud, write it down, get it out of your brain, say it out loud, surround yourself, your life, your living space with reminders, whether that is a vision board or plaques. Move those vision boards around. Now you may say, well, I only have one place on my wall for the vision board. I can't move it around every week. That would be practical, you know, put a whole new hole in the wall. Well, one of the things I like is I have a picture frame holder. I've got this big, it's like an easel holder. It's ornate. It's very pretty. I can move that around, right? So it doesn't have to stay on the wall. I can move that around, and that makes my brain pay attention to it. Or just make sure that you do it you look at it with intention, as I said earlier, every single morning when you walk in your room, so, or your office. So you make it, and we're talking to a lot of entrepreneurs here. So every entrepreneur has a home office, right? So when you are walking to that home office or to that home desk, I want you to take a stop in front of your vision board if you're not able to move your vision board around. I want you to stand there. I want you to roll your shoulders back. I want you to take a super deep breath. Get your brain engaged right away. and look at that vision board. Look at that vision board and or that, you know, those list of goals. Read them out loud, say them out loud, and remind your brain of what it needs to focus on for the day. Do that and you'll be more successful. Another tip is make a multi-sensory vision board experience, okay? What I mean by that is that you have a lot of when you do a vision board or, you know, your goal list or whatever, it's very two-dimensional. It's very involves your sight and it involves your, you know, your words if you're talking auditorily. From a brain point of view, that's only two of the five main senses. And you can even wrap the sixth sense, the gut sense, the intuition kind of thing into this. Why not also place things in your environment on your desk, around your desk that are tangible, that you can literally reach over and pick up with your hands? I use the example, and I wound up using all of this lotion, so I don't have any more. But for years, one of the things that I had on my desk, one of my goals is that as I go through the year, to be able to afford to go on a really nice tropical vacation with my husband come our anniversary. And our anniversary is November 29th, so it's right there at the end of the year. And I love going on tropical vacations with him, staying in very nice resorts and just relaxing for a week and celebrating that, hey, we have made it through another year of marriage, which is, it's not, we've been married for 31 years. Not an easy accomplishment. Literally, thank God for that, because it's not, certainly not by my power or my husband's, right? But it, nonetheless, this is what we like to do every year. When we do that, it gives us the opportunity to just bond and be together. So that's always a goal, right? Well, one of the trips that I took, we were in the Grand Hyatt, beautiful resort, beautiful hotel on Kauai. And they had in every room this amazing lotion that was this mix of cocoa butter and tropical fruit smell. And I just loved the smell. I actually wound up bringing back this huge tub, you know, a huge container of it, because I loved the aroma so very much. But I took the little travel size, you know, the little size that they give you in the hotel room, and I took it and I put it on my desk. And about once a week, and this, I did this for years, once a week, every couple of weeks, I would take that little container down and I would put the lotion on my hands or my arms and I would take a deep breath and I would close my eyes. And I would just picture being in that amazing tropical space with my husband. Not only is that great for endearing, you know, building my relationship with him, but it really engages the brain even more. Because now I'm bringing back this good memory and I'm attaching this amazing memory to a goal that I have. And my brain wants to experience that again so bad that it's going to support me in achieving the goal at the end of the year. Side point, from a brain lady point of view, the olfactory nerve is only one synapse away from the limbic system, and it is the only, you'll be hearing about this on one of the programs coming up, because one of the programs coming up on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show is I want to introduce you to a wonderful gal who deals with aromatherapy, again, it, from a business point of view, but this, you'll hear about the smells and the benefits of aromatherapy and how effective it is. And it's effective because of the fact that it is the only sense that goes directly to the limbic system and then is routed into the cognitive thought portion of your brain. So it goes to your emotion center and to your immune system before it goes into where you think, right? So it's very effective. So incorporate that if you can. Incorporate that into helping you achieve your business goals. Is there a scent involved? Is one of the pictures on your vision board or on your wall or one of your goals for this year to go buy a new car? What do new cars smell like? You know, you always hear about this new car smell. Go to a car lot once a month, open up the door to a car, smell the new car smell. Involve the brain. Make your brain as passionate about getting into your, reaching your goals as you can possibly do it, and it will return the favor. It really will. You will be surprised at how much it comes back to your mind and how much it supports you. Okay, so you're going to write things down. You're going to say them to yourself. A good thing to do is also repeat your goals to yourself the night before. This is a great business tip. Plan out your day and the things you need to do tomorrow or this week. Plan it out the night before and read it out loud. Again, the brain reacts differently when you're hearing something versus when you are reading it in your brain. And if you say these things out loud right before you go to bed, you are also programming your brain. This is part of amazing ways that you can train your brain, because you're literally programming your brain. The last thing that it thinks about at night before it goes to bed is what it's going to, you know, kind of ruminate on while you're asleep. And if you are constantly telling it every night before you go to bed, going back to that weight loss, if that's what your goal is, I am going to achieve my goals. I will eat healthier. I will exercise this week, this coming week. I will track all my food tomorrow. And you're saying these things out loud to yourself before you go to bed at night. That's what your brain's going to focus on. That's going to be the largest thing that your brain's going to focus on during the night. And therefore, guess what? You're going to wake up with this ruminating in your head. So actually say it out loud right before you go to bed, whatever is the most important thing for you to focus on in the upcoming day. All right. So big, big, big tips here. And you don't have to employ all of them, but imagine if you did employ all of them, how successfully you would be in making those phone calls, those sales calls, in getting the support you need and doing the things that you need to be doing. Because at the end of the day, the only person responsible for your success or lack thereof is you, right? You can't blame it on anybody else. We would like to, you know, there's plenty of times when I say, you know what, my business doesn't do nearly as good as it does because I have no business experience and I have no marketing experience. I'm not a marketer, so I don't know how to market. I've got the best product on the face of the earth. And I do believe that your Best Mind products are absolutely amazing. I have the most amazing certification program, hands down, the best personality assessing tool on the market today, and almost nobody knows about it. You know why almost nobody knows about it? Because I haven't gotten my butt in gear done enough to support the marketing end of it. I can't blame it on anybody else that they haven't done the marketing for me. I have to hire somebody to do the marketing, or I have to actively be engaged in training somebody to spread the word or whatever it is, right? It's at the end of the day, your success is going to be based on you and nobody else but you. So pretty important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so what else? Let me see. What have I covered? We've talked about writing it down, getting it out of your brain. We've talked about, being cognitively aware of your goals on a daily basis, reading them out loud, paying attention, moving around your vision board, if that's what you have, or your goal sheet, so that your brain notices the difference, engaging multisensory, input into your brain. Those are some really great, great things. Also, another thing that we want to do is we want to make the goals, and this is a tough one, we want to make the goals enough so that they're going to stretch us, but not enough so that your brain goes, I can never achieve this. Okay, going back to the weight loss analogy, I need to lose weight. You start off the year going, I want to lose 200 pounds this year. That's how much overweight I am, and I am going to do it this year. This year, I'm going to lose all of my extra weight that I need to lose. Do you know your brain is not going to pay any attention to you? Because the second it hears 200 pounds, it's going to go, I don't think so. I don't think so. There's no way. Because unless you're having bariatric surgery, right? Really, the odds of you being able to successfully lose 200 pounds in a year are incredibly slim. And it's not going to be done in a healthy way if you're doing that. We know this. Science has told us this. So make it reasonable. You know, 100 pounds, okay, you could, if you are really serious and you are exercising regularly, yeah, you can do 100 pounds. Your brain's going to believe that. Your brain's not going to believe something bigger. And if you are constantly reminding your brain and you're constantly asking your brain for support, your brain's going to support you if it is within reason. And it's the same with finances. You know, I want this business to just go crazy, right? I want my Brain Lady Speak and my Brain Lady Speaker section and all my Your Best Mind products, I want them out there to the masses. So I can wake up on January 1st and say, okay, I am going to be in every open country in the world. I'm going to be in Europe. I'm going to be in New Zealand. I'm going to be in Australia. I'm going to be in Ireland. I'm going to be in Canada. I'm going to be in Mexico. I'm going to be all over the place. I am going to dominate the world in 2018. And I am going to increase my revenue from, you know, a couple thousand a month, whatever that is. That's not my actual income, but I'm just using this for an example, to 100,000 a month. Okay, that's a great goal. And I'm not saying that it's not doable, right? I've got some deals on the table that could make something like that doable. However, is it something realistic? Is it something that my brain can get behind? And if I have that aggressive of a goal, one of the other things that entrepreneurs do is we have a big vision, but we lack the strength in the portion of our brain to track the details. So I can say, I'm going to achieve this goal in 2018, but I don't go and do all the little detailed stuff that I need to do to make this goal happen. Got it? So another thing that you have to do is you have to track your details. So if my goal is to lose 100 pounds this year, if my goal is to increase my revenue $50,000, what does that mean that I have to achieve halfway through the year? What point do I have to be at halfway through the year? What point do I have to be at in the first quarter of the year? If I'm going to be at this at the first quarter, then what do I need to be doing every month, every week, every day to achieve that goal? And break it down, write it down. I love mind mapping. I can show you, teach you how to mind map. Get that out there in a way that your brain likes it, but do so listing the daily activities that you need to do to reach this really big vision that you're at. So you can't just say, I'm going to jump up to the top of this four-story building from ground level. You have to build the stairs to get you up there. And your brain has to know what those stairs are so it can do it. Okay, so these are ways. We are almost to the end of the program. We had it set up for 45 minutes today, and I'm rapidly realizing I could have done an hour. But we are rapidly approaching the end of that 45 minutes. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show today. I hope that some of these tips go back and listen. I know I ran through them really quickly, but they are very functional, very proven neuroscientific tips that you can use to help you to achieve your goals in 2018. So let's flip that percentage from 80% dropped to 80% achieved. All right, let's see if we can do this. Reach out and talk to me. Connect with me if you want to be one of our experts on our show or on our website, womenentrepreneurs.com. Or if you are interested in the membership side of things, the university side, where you will learn all of the things that you need to learn to make your business absolutely soar in 2018. Be sure that you join, that you follow this program. Click follow the program, share this program, give me some Twitter love, some social media love. If you like the information, if you think it's going to be a good program in 2018, follow us and share us. We would love, love, love that. We do have you can follow us on Facebook. Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire page is on Facebook. We have a group as well as a page. It is Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. So it is at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire on Facebook. So follow us there. Let's just share the information and the wealth and take our businesses to new levels in the year of 2018 by supporting each other and sharing our tips and our wisdom. I hope you've enjoyed the day. If you have any questions, you want to reach out and chat, message me on that social media page, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Follow that page. Join the group, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. And or shoot me an email, info at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. And as I close all of my Brain Lady Speaks radio show programs, I want everyone, until next week, simply enjoy every moment.